It looks like this. Everybody have this? Okay, Bittul B'Shishim. Just one second. I think I gave you four pages.
Yes.
Somehow I only have two pages here. Can I apply the principle of Maskel B'Mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemar? That somebody can finish this mitzvah for me? And
what is that?
So again, I have the first two pages, but I don't have Reishin and Hey and Reishin and Vav. You have those pages? So would somebody be kind enough to...
No, actually, no.
Oh boy, so now I'm really in trouble.
I'll print out
what pages. Reish Nun Hey and Reish Nun Vav.
I just did Reish Nun Gimel and Dalet.
Yeah.
But didn't I? I originally made the photocopy. I didn't copy Reish Nun Hey. Again, I apologize. I don't have my safe with it. That's all I gave you? I didn't give you Reish Nun Hey? I thought I gave you Reish Nun Hey. Okay.
So how many copies do you need then?
You want to make five copies? Let's say that John is two, four, six copies.
Okay. Two pages.
Yeah. Well, actually, you don't need them. So five copies. Okay. So again, let's just review. Rav Soloveitchik is trying to explain how the Ramah has this principle called Azlin and Basar Shmo. So you have two foodstuffs that happen to have the same name, right? We said they're both hamburgers, but one tastes like soya and one tastes like meat. And according to the Ramah, we would apply the principle here of Bittul B'Rov. Why do we apply the principle of Bittul B'Rov? Because since they share the same name, the same shame, therefore it's called Min B'Mino. And Min B'Mino is Bittul B'Rov. So the suggestion is that even in a case of Min B'She'eino Mino, there is Bittul B'Rov. Just, it's not Rov, it's called Shish. But it's also the same Allah as Bittul. The Chachamim will not rely in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino on this Bittul called Bittul B'Rov. They're going to jack it up to a Rov Gadol, we called it, which is called Shishim. And the reason for that is because of what we said, that in most cases there's no Tam Nirgash after Shishim. Correct? Okay. So he says the following: Is kol sheyesh bo nesinas tam isu behetel lo sagi berov ragil, but rather we have to substitute for a rov ragil a rov gadol, and that's shishim, and that's the way that halach was formulated in the case of min b'she'eino mino. So he says the following. Just one second, I just want to get the relevant lines here. Oh. Now, we're in a paragraph that starts V'nirish HaShach, if you happen to have it inside, and you're looking at the fourth line, the Li'olam. Mm-hmm. He says, Li'olam, Eino Tzorech Shishim V'tarovas Min V'sheinu Minu Mimnei Tam Ha'oser, because again, on the level of the Iser, we have to, we can and we will apply the principle of Bittul B'Rov, but rather we need Shishim in order to get that Bittul. So there are two Shiurim, so to speak, two ways of evaluating how do we get Bittul. One is called Bittul B'Rov and the other called Bittul B'Shishim. And in a Tarovus of Min B'Sheinu Mino, we need a Bittul B'Shishim. Oh, thank you so much. Wow, it came out even better than what we had. So he says the following. Now we can understand the Ramah. What is the definition of Min B'Mino and what is the definition of Min B'Sheino Mino? And the Ramah says Hazlina Basa Shma. It all depends on the name. Kol Sha Isa Vaheta Shavim B'Shma, that's called Min B'Mino, and the Torah says it's Bittul B'Rov. However, if there is a Shnei Shemos situation, that's called Min B'Sheinom. You know, the Torah says we need a different kind of bittul, and the bittul of Rov is not going to suffice. And he says the following, that if you have one shame, Afal Gavda Dayin Nirgash Tama Isa Beheter Emekach Chlum. Why? Because the Torah says that there's bittul. And bittul means that the tam is no longer an oser. So you have two foodstuffs that have two different tamim. But yet, since we call it min b'mino, the Torah is saying that now you can rely on the classic bittul, which is bittul b'rov. Once we rely on bittul b'rov, we don't have to care at all about the tam ha'iser. So the Shach's argument against the Ramah is that how can you tell me that you're going to rely on bittul b'rov when there's still tam ha'iser in the heter? The answer is, well, we have bittul. And that is the power of bittul whenever we have iser. The only question is, under what circumstances does the Torah say I can apply bittul barov? And under what circumstances does the Torah jack it up to a bittul gadol b'shishim? And that all depends upon whether it's min b'mino, min b'sheino. But again, the distinction between the two is not about tam. We're not discussing tam. What we're discussing is the laws of bittul. Bittul itself, it overpowers tam, so it trumps tam. In other words, we're not interested in tam in the case where there's bittul. So that if we define min bimino as two tamim but one shame, correct, if you follow what I mean, then once we have one shame, then we can apply the principle of bittul. I don't care about the fact that there are two tamim here and there for the tam. And it's not shishim, and therefore the tam of the iser goes into the tam of heter. That's irrelevant because we were mevatel the iser. Once we mevatel the iser, he says, "Eladinu shekol taroves min b'sheino mino tzarich rov yoser gadol beheter." And what is min b'sheino mino according to the Ramah? Again, we have to know where he got this from. But the Ramah says min b'sheino mino means they have two different shemos. If they had two different shemos, then the law is that we need shishim. Because the Torah says that in min b'sheino mino there's no bittul barov. V'chol shal pi din nechshav tarovus k'min b'mino, even though they're two different tamim, but they have the same shame, so it's min b'mino, is therefore the Torah says that all you need is bittul barov. Once you have bittul barov, you mevatel the iser. Once you mevatel the iser, I couldn't care less about the tam. Now the Rav in the paragraph that starts Vehine wants to prove that the Ramah is actually correct la halacha la maisa in terms of his definition of how min b'mino and min b'sheino mino operates, and this is based on a Rashba, which is quoted la halacha in the Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya. Again, if I can trouble you for a Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, maybe a little hot water, that would be unbelievable. It would be a gewaldige chesed. Because I'm pretty much going straight since about 7 this morning. I don't know what number of Shia this is, but anyway. On Thursdays, I fill in for Rabbi Myers, and I give a Chumash class. I mean, just I get very dry, and you know, if I have a 5-minute break, but I don't want to break in the middle, so I get... Could you do me a favor, John, and open up to Simon Kuf... Which one is it? Tzariches, I'm sorry. Tzariches. Okay. So what do we have in Simon Tzariches? This is the famous Shulchan Aruch called Nishpach. We have now a mixture, watch what goes on here, of both min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. They're all mixed and cooking together in the same pot. Thank you so much. Okay. Just one second. Oh. This arev min b'mino, this is the simple case. This is Sif Beis. V'nishpach v'inyan she'en yochel lamed alav l'sharo. So in other words, you really need shishim, only min rabbanon, right? Because min b'mino is batel barov. The rabbanon required shishim, so you don't confuse it with min b'sheino mino, but I don't know whether it has shishim or not. So the answer is, says the Mechaber, that if you know for sure that it has rov, even though you don't know if it's shishim, then but. Right? That's what we discussed. Because then it's safik d'rabbanan l'kula. Im lo nodelo shehaya rubo heter, you don't even know if there's a rov, because it was totally nishpach, then it's awesome. Because then we have a safik d'oraisa that maybe there's rov isur here and there's no bitter. Then he has the next case. Im nisarev b'she'eno mino, so you have min b'she'eno mino, v'nishpach, b'inyan she'enu yochel lamadol of l'sharo, is then afilu noda she'ye rubo heter, excuse me, it's osur. Why? Because until you get shishim, then the Torah says it's osur. You're in a situation of a sofek d'oraisa. Oh, now here's our case. The im nisarev b'mino u'b'she'eno mino. So Rabbi Yosef, if I were to ask you, just please, give me your knee-jerk response. I know you're going to think, Rabbi Brose is trying to trip me up, but if I do trip you up, that's exactly what I want to do. What would you say intuitively in a case of nishpach where you have both min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino in the same taromas? For sure you need shishi, because even if you know this rov, but there's an eno mino here, yeah. And the Torah requires a bittul of shishim in the case of eno mino. So the Mechaber says the following: nishpach be'inyan she'eno yochel lamadov l'sharo im noda shaya rubo heter. So now he knows he has rubo heter. What does he have rubo heter? Mimino. Right, so let's say there was a mixture of both min bimino and min b'she'eno mino. So there's an iser and it falls into heter that's made up of both mino and she'eno mino. If he knows that the ratio between the min and the mino is rov, that he knows for sure, is then everything's mutter. Now wait a second. What do you mean it's everything's mutter? Why is everything mutter? Says the Mechaber, Roen she'eno mino ki'ilu eno. We can completely disregard the eno mino. Again, Roen. Roen means that there's some sort of halachic trick over here where we can ignore the eno mino. So you have now, vis-a-vis the eno mino, a taromus of min b'she'eno mino, which means that the min iser that's falling into the she'eno mino of heter is now penetrating a tam into the eno mino of heter, because we hold tam ki ikar and we don't know if we have shishim. But we can do a trick. We can ignore, put blinders on our eyes, the eno mino, and then marbe vashar marbe mino marbe lo bevatlo. What I can do is I can add the mino of heter to the equation. And I can assume that since the mino is batel, again, why is the mino batel? Because min b'mino is batel b'rov on a doraisa level, and we've already paskin suffik the suffik. No, I'm sorry. Since the requirement of shishim and min b'mino is only drabbanon, and we know that we have rov, so we've covered ourselves for sure on a doraisa level. And the only reason is that, so we're going to paskin suffik drabbanon l'kula. Now we were able to apply bittul to the mino, and then marba olav vatlo, which means that we could view the mino as rov, and not only that, we can even jack it up to shishim. But how does this work? I mean, does the mino in the heter somehow have a life of its own? You know, it has a viability, has its own nefesh, and it automatically grabs onto the min iser that falls in. And the min shein amino is nebucha a lemachol, and the min shein amino is waiting in the shadows. It's not gonna jump at the and attack the with the head on confrontation of the mino. So that now we don't even have to ask the question whether there's shishim or not, because all we have to do is find a way of being mavata lemino. And once we're mavata lemino, so now you have the min iser that fell into the min shein amino, plus you have the min heter in the tarovas. If we can add the two together, then if there's a way of being mavata it, that's exactly what we're going to do by ignoring the shein amino. Then the Mechaber says, "Bamed v'amurim bishan nishpach." Okay, this we don't need right now. So let's take a look at the Rashba inside, which is quoting here in this article that you have. Ine kasav ha-Shulchan Aruch b'shem ha-Rashba she'im nis'arev iser b'mino u'b'she'eno mino v'nishpach b'inyin she'eno yochel lamed olav l'sharo v'noda shayarubo heter b'mino ro'en es she'eno mino ki she'eno v'ashar mino b'vat rabo olav u'mevatlo. Where did the Rashba get this from? This Machaber is just simply copying the Rashba. It's based on a Gemara in Chulin. But if we analyze the Gemara in Chulin very carefully, we'll see that the Gemara in Chulin really doesn't justify the conclusion of the Rashba. There's a tremendous leap of faith over here in the Rashba's Svara, way beyond the Gemara. What does the Rashba see in the Gemara? The Gemara says the following. You have a mixture of min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino, and we're holding now like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that min b'mino afilu b'elef lo batel, so there's no bitel possible. So now you have a tarovus of mino and eno mino. We're in deep trouble now. Why? Because the minute that there's contact between the mino and the mino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is awesome. So now we should have rove of Iser, because the heter of Mino became awesome. And instead, Rabbi Yehuda says that in this Arev b'mino v'she'eno mino, salek es mino k'mi she'eno, v'she'eno mino rabo lovu mevatlo. So what we're going to do is, disregard, disconnect, all those words are great. We're going to disregard the mino, which is accepting the mino, so that we won't apply the principle of min b'mino afilu b'eleflo batel, and we're going to focus now on the eno mino. So the mino of Iser now falls into the eno mino. You follow? It's almost like we have two different tarovas, even though there's only one tarovas and one pot, but we're going to view it as if they're in two pots. So let's say we had two pots, and then we combine the two pots eventually, but right now it's stage one. It's the min Iser that falls into which pot? The Eino Mino. You follow on both sides?
Yeah.
So we're allowed to disconnect from the Min B'Mino combination, and we're going to look at the relation between the Mino and the Eino Mino. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Min B'Sheino Mino is Batal. So if we can set up a Bittal in the Eino Mino, then what happens is we now have a Taroves of Min B'Eino Mino. Why? Because once you have a vatel the mino, the isur, it's already batel. So what are you left with? You're left with the eno mino, but the eno mino was already mavatel the mino. Mm-hmm. So everything is mutter. Now again, keep in mind that this principle called salek, in its original form in the Gemara, is Rabbi Yehuda in the case of min b'mino. Varashba, he turns it around the other way. Hu adid nami yeshlomer ipcha. Because we don't accept the Rabbanu, we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda, we accept the Rabbanu that min b'mino is bought to Barov. Oh, says the Rashba, im nishbach, v'yeni yudea imoye sham shishim, saleke she'eno mino. Because we hold that min b'mino is bought to Barov. So we want to effectuate bittul, and we're going to discount the eno mino, because in the eno mino we don't know if we have shishim. So we can't. We have no freedom to apply bittul to the eno mino, but we're going to apply bittul to the mino because we paskin against Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino is batul b'rov, and therefore barba olav levatlo. So again, let's go over this. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about salek on the mino, so that we can set up a bittul with the eno mino. The Rashba is talking about a salek of the eno mino. Does everybody have that? Again, this is critical. If you don't get this down, we're not going to get to first base. Somebody want to write this down? Again, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about salekes mino. The Rashba is talking about salekes eno mino. Let's understand why. Rabbi Yehuda is that min b'mino is lo batel. So we're going to be in deep trouble if we're not going to apply the principle of salek. So the principle of salek allows us to view the tarovus as min b'she'enom, you know, which from Rabbi Yehuda's perspective is good news, because we could apply bittul in she'enom, you know. And therefore we're going to be salek the enom, the salek mino. Whereas, according to the Rashba, he's applying this same principle to the case of salek es she'enom mino. Why? Because our problem here, if you know, in the increment between Rov and Shishim, is a problem of min b'she'eno mino. And we don't know whether there's Shishim. So we're going to say salek to the eno mino. And as far as the mino is concerned, we paskin against Rav Yehuda, and therefore min b'mino is batal b'rov. Ulechora, now he quotes the Marshal and the Taz and the Shach, Dvarav Tmuim. We really don't understand this leap of faith over here. In other words, the material that we have in the Gemara in Chulin with Rav Yehuda, that doesn't justify the conclusion of the Rashba. Although the Mechaber passes like the Rashba without blinking. The Bishlema, I understand Salek within the context of Rav Yehuda. We do have a right to say Salek. Now, here I have to add a little bit of an introduction. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino afilu be'elef lo bata. How does Rabbi Yehuda know this? And the answer is, he derives it from psukim. Does anybody know which parsha he derives it from? Just out of curiosity. You don't have to know this, but from avodas kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippur. Because the Torah says that he has to do two hazoyos. He has to do hazoyah the dama par and hazoyah the dama soyer. And yet the Torah says that you mix the two together. Now, if you mix the dama par and the dama soyer, one of them, probably the dama par, is rov. Yeah. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, who say that min b'mino is batal b'rov, so when you mix these two damim, then the dama soyer is completely batal. So how can the Torah then say he's mekayim the mitzvah hazoyah on the dama soyer? So Rabbi Yehuda derives from this a conclusion that min b'mino ain't a batel, that dam and dam, so each dam retains its identity. This is dam apar and this is dam asoyer. Yet he can do the two asoyos. So Rav Salvechik says that this is a gzeiras hakosam. In other words, don't understand in Rabbi Yehuda that two things that have the same tam is one thing gives the tam into the other. On the contrary, from a perspective of tam, each tam it remains separate, you know, is the time of the Dama Par and the Dama Soyer. But the Torah says Xeris HaKosu that we can't use Bittul. Bittul only applies when you have two different minim. But if it's one min, then there's a blila here and it's all Mishkababel together and there's no Bittul. Well, now we can say Salik. Why? Because if you're not talking about Tam, but you're talking about a new din that the Torah is Mechadesh, so if we can avoid this, and we can say that the min falls into the Enom, you know, and then we can revatel the min Isa that fell in, I no longer apply the principle of min b'mino lo bata. However, that has nothing to do with the Rashba, because the Rashba wants to apply Salek to the Enom Mino. What do you mean Salek to the Enom Mino? The very moment that the Isa of Enom Mino falls into the heter of Enom Mino, it gives off a tam. Again, we're assuming there's no shishim, because we don't know that there's shishim. So how can the Rashba make an equation between apples and oranges, meaning between the Salek of Mino of Rabbi Yehuda and the Salek of Enom Mino in the case where we say that Enom Mino is not batal unless you get rid of the tam, which means you gotta have shishim, and you don't know if you have shishim. In Rabbi Yehuda's frame of reference, we're talking about Xeris HaKosuv, that min b'mino lo batal. There's no din of bittul in min b'mino according to Rabbi Yehuda, no way, no how. So I feel be elef lo batal, and that's based on Xeris HaKosuv. We can say in the case of Xeris HaKosuv, Salek. Because what is Salek? Salek allows me to apply the principle of Bittul. Nothing is holding me back as far as the Enom Mino is concerned. Why? Because of Salek. So Salek really just means that let's hold off with the Xeris HaKosuv of Min B'mino Afilu Be'elflo Bittul, and instead we're going to say that the Tama is that the Chefta Di Sura falls into Enom Mino, which is true. It did fall into Enom Mino, and that's going to allow me to apply Bittul to that Isa. But that's only because we have a right to postpone or ignore the tarovus of min bimino, because that tarovus of min bimino should be batel, but the Torah says it's not batel. So under what circumstances does the Torah say it's not batel? And the answer is when you have a mixture of min bimino neto, meaning that's all you have is min bimino. If all you have is min bimino, the Torah has exeris a kosov, there's no bittel. But once you have another possibility of saying bittel, because it's also in this tarovus eino mino, then we're going to apply the principle of salek, and we're going to say that the min isa that fell in is batel, and what's mevatel it, it's the eino mino. But now the Rashba is taking a leap of faith, as we called it. And the Rashba is saying we can say salek on the eino mino. Right? That's a pella. What do you mean salek on the eino mino? The eino mino gives tam. And the Torah says, unless you have shishin, that tam is this tam geeker, it generates an iser. So what are you going to say salek? Who are you fooling? When you're dealing with something abstract that has nothing to do with tam, then you can say it's a halachic principle of bittel yes, bittel no. And we can play around with it, in which case we can apply bittel through the eino mino. That's fine. That I can live with. That's the Salek of Rabbi Yehuda. But to say Salek on Eino Mino, when the Min B'Sheino Mino gives Tav the very moment it falls in, so you have, let's say, a piece of treif of meat falling into Rotev, there are other pieces of kosher meat in that mixture, but there's Rotev, so it's going to give Tav into the Rotev. Nobody can deny that. And there's no Shishim in the Rotev. So what does Salek mean? And here's where we get to page Reish Nun Hey. He says, "V'nira liyashev das harash bal pidvareinu liel." He says, "What is this din called salekes mino kimisha eno?" This is Rabbi Yehuda's original principle in Chulin. Mehechetesi, what's the logic to say that you could be masalek one part of the tarovus and ignore that part of the tarovus? Because again, as far as the relationship between min bimino is concerned, everything is awesome. The ikar asfar the salek in Rabbi Yehuda's favorite reference, he the heichosh in his batel a isu mikol tarovas acheres. In other words, we can view the relationship between the mino and the sheino mino as a tarovas acheres, and here we're going to apply bittel. Because Rabbi Yud accepts bittel in min b'sheino mino, is mahani hach bittel af l'tarovet zu. In other words, if you have a chalos bittel on part of this mixture, then bittel now applies to the entire mixture. The lo kavar Rabbi Yehuda de min b'mino lo batel.
But then, one second.
I didn't understand what you meant against the enomino.
Since the object has an enomino, which is shishim, it's batel to that. So therefore, you don't have a problem with the minomino anymore.
You're 100% right. I just want to backtrack for one moment. So what we're saying is the following. What is min bimino lo batel? Min bimino lo batel means that this chefta of Iser cannot be subject to bittel. But what if, I mean, this is the conceptual logic here, if I can find a bittel on that Iser? Do you follow? In other words, if that Iser was never subject to bittel, then we're going to say min bimino lo batel liolam. But if lu yitzuyer, I can apply the principle of bittel. Again, these are all abstract ideas. Has nothing to do with Talmud at all. But I can apply the principle of bittel to this chefta di sura. Then the principle of min bimino lo batel doesn't apply. Why? Because min bimino lo batel is because there was never an original bittel. Do you follow? You never had a first base bittel. Once you had a first base bittel, then that's enough to be mafkia the principle of lo batel in min bimino.
The problem is it just doesn't fit the lesson of the Rashba or the Shulchan Aruch.
So I don't know. Let's see, Yechiel. You'll hit me with the lesson as soon as I get comfortable with this. Yeah, just give me one minute. I'm not as fast as you are. Aval hechasha iser kvar nisbatel mikol tarovas acheres. If we're willing to assume that there's one tarovas here and another tarovas. One tarovas is tarovas between mino and sheino mino. And in that context, in that Taravos, we can apply the principle of Bittul. Now let's go back to the Taravos of Min B'Mino. Because after all, it was in one pot. So, Afram Yudamoda de Mahani Hach Bittul Gam Legabe Taravos Shel Min B'Mino. Once we have... It's like Min B'Mino, according to Rabbi Yudah, there's a barrier here. We would like to apply Bittul, but we don't have the ability to apply Bittul. We don't have enough energy here in the, you know, in the electric box here to apply Bittul. If we can find another source for Bittul, then everything is mutter, because now I remove the barrier and Bittul could apply even B'min B'mino. You see, I'm not sure, but I suspect that what the Rav is saying here is, excuse me, that it's not pshat that we're gonna have to take the Eino Mino and then the Eino Mino has X amount of volume. I think what he's saying is that now we can apply Bittul even to the Mino. Because what prevented us from applying Bittul to Mino is because that Tarovus never had Bittul. If we can take that same object, that same Heft of the Surah, and say it was subject to Bittul, now we're free to apply the principle of Min B'Mino Bato. If that be the case, again, I'm holding off with the language shifts just a minute just to get the logic of the Rashba. Hu Adinami Le'idach Gisa. Again, we're going to apply Saleik to Min B'Sheino Mino. How does that work? Eino Mino is no same time. Heichosha Isun is Bato Barov. So what are we going to do? We're going to say that there's another Tarovus here, and in this case, says the Rashba, that's the Tarovus of what? Of Min B'Mino. And we paskin that Min B'Mino is Bato Barov. Before we get to the Chumra Derabbanan, but on the Deraisa level, right? So now we've applied Bittul to this Isur through the mechanics of Min B'Mino. And that is another separate Taroves, now allows me to say that we can apply Bittul even to a Taroves of Min Beino Mino. Again, this only makes sense in the light of the Ramah, meaning that the laws of Bittul, whether it's Min Bemino, Min She'eno Bittul, are abstract laws, they're rules and regulations that have nothing to do with time. Because as Lina Basa Shema, so you can have two things that have two different tamim, and yet we're going to apply Bittul Barov. What happened to the tam, as the Shach would yell? The answer is that we just have to define whether it's Min B'Mino, and we can apply Bittul, or if it's Min B'Sheino Mino, we'll apply a different Bittul. So basically, both Min B'Mino and Min B'Sheino Mino belong to one group, and that's the group of Bittul. The question is, what kind of Bittul? So the Torah says that in this case we'll apply Bittul Barov, in this case apply a different Bittul Barov. So now the Torah is saying that in the Tarovus of Min B'Sheino Mino we need a higher level of Bittul. We call it a Rov Gadol, right? Yeah, and that's only to achieve Bittul. But let's say Lu Yitzur on that very Iser, in that very Tarovus, I can apply Bittul through the mechanism of Rov. How can I do that? Through Min B'Mino. Because we have a Tarovus of Min B'Mino. So once you've applied Bittul, I can now apply that Bittul to the Tarovus of Min B'Sheino Mino. Because again, there's no logical rhyme or reason to why the Torah requires a Bittul B'Gadol, a Rov Gadol in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino. Kach goes with Torah. So what does that mean? That means that we have a possibility of Bittul B'Rov, but the Torah is holding us back. And the Torah is saying, no, you can't have a first round of Bittul Barov in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino. But if we had already a Bittul on this Cheftz of the Surah, in this very Taroves, and that we were able to do through the principle of Min B'Mino Bat Barov, then in Mela we could apply Bittul even in the Min B'Sheino Mino. Let's see if this works out in the Rav's language. I mean, not in the Rashba's language. But he says the following. The Hecha the Isur Nis Bat Barov Min B'Mino Shapirmani Bittul Ze Aflagavia Tarovus of Min B'Sheino Mino. The Afal Gavda Dain Nirgash Tama Iser. Right? You don't have Shishin. So you're going to taste the Tama Iser in what? In the Heter. The Bittul B'Shishim Lobalasalik Talma Iser. And that we saw in the Ramah. Eladin Bittul B'Almahu. And it really belongs to the same category as Bittul Barov. It's just another type of Bittul. You know, you can imagine the Torah would come up with any number of different types of Bittuls, but it's all Bittul. So it's saying that, l'chatchil, if you have no other Bittul around, there's nothing available, and it's the Tarovus of Min B'Sheino Mino, the Torah requires this kind of Bittul. That's called a bittul b'shishim. But if lu yitzuyer, you could achieve bittul vis-a-vis this very same isa that fell into this very same tarovis, is then we have no problem, and we have already a din bittul. So we're very stuck on bittul rov, bittul b'shishim. Forget about all that. There's one din of bittul. Sometimes the bittul requires rov, and sometimes the bittul requires shishim. So in Mibishen Amino, we can't apply the din of bittul rov. But if lu yitzur on this very same Easter, and this very same taros, we already applied the din of bittul rov, then we don't need bittul b'shishim. We don't need the bittul of a rov gadol. We already have bittul. There's no need to double up bittul. You find what I mean? There's no two bittuls, you know. I learned the Gemara today about Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And what's the next word that we say? Emes v'yatziv. So there's a whole machlokes in the Gemara when you should say the word Emes twice. So one man, the Yom, I think it's Rabbi Yochanan, says, you've already said the word Emes, don't say it again. You know, there's no need to repeat a word that you've already said. It's already registered. So we're already registered bittul. Once we've registered bittul, he says, Shakach nemra aloche shebittul b'rov, legavi tarovis b'mimbishen omino. So normally, we cannot rely on bittul b'rov in the case of tarovis b'mimbishen omino, and we need a rov gadol. But nevertheless, here we already have a bittul b'rov in this tarovis. Once there's a chalos bittul b'rov on this tarovis, insofar as this is the tarovis b'mimbimino, is Yoel Afle Taros Mim B'Sheinu Minu, even if there's no Shishim, Rabbosai. I mean, the Shach would get up and yell and scream. I mean, he said over here that wasn't the Shach. Who was it? The Marshal? I don't know. What were the names of the Akronim? He mentions the Shach. Right? I mean, the Shach L'Shitoso would have no comprehension of this Rashba, which is unbelievable that the Shulchan Aruch codifies this Rashba, and the Shach says it makes no sense. How can you say Salek on Mim B'Sheinu Minu? I mean, there's still a Tam. There's no Shishim. And the Torah says Tam Ki Ika. But now we're taking it into a different level of abstraction with the Ramah, and we're saying there's such a thing called two categories of bittul. One category applies when it's been bimino, when it's been b'sheino mino, and this is regardless of Tam, irrelevant to Tam. You could have a Tam from now until doomsday, and it's still mutter. Why? Because it's min bimino. What makes it into min bimino? Shma. Where did Tam disappear to? Is Mamela, if it all works on this abstract level, according to Ramah, of Hilchas Bittul, then once I have Bittul in this Taroves, that's all I need. There's no need for Kfelus HaBittul. Okay, now you feel, I'm sorry. Well, I just have to get myself oriented.
I just don't really have time.
What time is it?
Oh. I don't like the lesson of growing ashamed of Hilo Eino, or Salik, because.
Where are we? In the Rashba?
Both the Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, I mean, so it's easier to say.
Really, you have to do things sequentially. Because the second you would say that there is not Shishim of the Eino Mino against the thing that fell in, it's got a Chef Shalit, so you can't do anything about it. You can't reverse the Chef Shalit. We have to somehow put things in order.
Right, right.
So, I'm not sure
what your deek is, but I just want to answer your question just in abstract terms. Forget about the logic for a second, but there's halacha of tarovis. This tarovis is an entity. And the question is, does this tarovis have bittul or doesn't have bittul? That's what salek means. Salek means that we're able to be matil, so to speak, a chalashay bittul on this tarovis. And that's all I need, even if it's the Shein Omiya. So I don't know, does it fit into the language? Look into the language again. All right, Rabbos, have a great Shabbos, everyone.